News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And the number here to text in with questions or calls is 850-437-1620. And I'm pretty excited this morning because some special guests in the studio today. We have Leadership Pensacola's class of 2025. Welcome. So let me hear, y'all in the house? Oh, wait, that was really lame. You got to do better than that. Come on now. Ready? Hey, yeah, there we go. Yes. So I was in the class of 2024, the greatest class ever. We all come up with our nicknames and stuff like that. But we're excited to have them. If you're not familiar with Leadership Pensacola, it's a great program that's sponsored by the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. Today's event is Media Day. We do every month. They do a different day in the community. So they learn about media, or the next time they'll learn about government. Sometimes you go to the jail. It's so informative. You learn about the hospital, so many different things. And so today is Media Day. So we have some guests in the house. And what I'm excited about is our class didn't get to do this, so this is kind of special. Y'all, we've got some folks in here, so I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves, so your name, where you work, and then we're going to talk about your project and what's coming up this year. Awesome. Every class, every year, does a project to give back to the community. So, all right, starting with you.
Alicia Macklin. I'm a director of senior volunteer programs at the Council on Aging.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you. My name is William Davis. I work as the Continuous Improvement Supervisor for Penn Air Credit Union.
Great.
I'm Jim Waite with Baskerville Donovan Engineering.
I know you, Jim. I've seen you around before. And I'm going to be starting on the board with the Council of Aging soon. Yes,
yes you are.
I'm
Thank
really
you
excited.
So much for your service to our community.
I'm so
Thank
excited.
You.
Yeah,
it's
well,
going to be awesome.
It's all about leadership, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the big deal for this whole thing is that we get to meet so many other people in the community, people that you might not normally meet, which is really kind of cool, because I might not necessarily, I used to be out at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, but I might not meet somebody that's working up at UWF or at the hospital or something like that. So this class, so y'all have, what, 55?
52
people, and you're with each other for a whole year, and you do a project. They have retreats. So let's talk about the project. Who wants to start with the project?
Will, you can go ahead.
I'll start. So we are partnered with a nonprofit called Family Promise. Mm-hmm. Their mission is to essentially help families that are experiencing homelessness. But the big thing about them and what kind of makes them unique is, you know, we all know about homeless shelters and those types of services around Pensacola. Mm-hmm. But with those, sometimes there are kind of restrictions that they can go through. Mm-hmm. You know, usually they're women and children or an all-male facility. With the Family Promise model, they're housed in churches and other organizations. They really try to keep family units together. Right. So, you know, if you had a family with like a 16-year-old boy or something like that and a mom, they're able to stay together and not get separated out until they, you know, kind of find more permanent housing. So it's a really great mission. They have a day center downtown where these families can come during the day, take showers, wash clothes, cook food, any type of like thing that you would really take for granted in your own home. They have to leave there where they stay at to come to a building to do it and then go back to a different location to sleep at night. So it's, you know, one of those things where I think we all kind of see a growing homeless, you know, crisis in Pensacola. We're proud to partner with them to really make a difference in that area.
Wow, that's really great. And especially, I was just did a show the other day about talking about what shelters were available now that we're having the cold. And it was interesting to me as I'm reading the fine print. This one only allows women. This one only allows children. This one doesn't allow, you know, I didn't realize that. It's a big issue.
It's a very big issue because you have families that, as Will just said, they have a teenage son. There are gaps. And it's not the fault of the nonprofits that open up their facilities to persons who are coming in. It's just people write grants and their grants are specific. They can only do women who are trying to get out of an abusive relationship with their children, or they can only do men who are trying to get away from the abuse that they're doing to themselves, whether it be drugs or self-harming. So they can't take an entire family. And some of them that can take a family can't take it with children of a certain age. So there are all these different restrictions. And Family Promise is that one place that says we can take you all. And they walk with the people. And that's why we, all of our leadership team, it was just like a no-brainer for us to say, yes, this is who we want, because they, it's not a Band-Aid on a bullet wound.
Right.
They actually have a case manager that walks with that family for an entire year, teaching them how to balance a budget, how to do nutrition, how to shop at the grocery store, how to take this little bit of funds that they have and turn it into something to where they can sustain themselves. So it was an amazing opportunity for us to say, yes, we want to help you all make sure that you can help a family.
That's such a great program, and especially because what you're talking about, it's not enough just to have to feed somebody for your day. Right. You know, it's to teach them how to fish.
Exactly.
It's like how sort of that very basic principle.
Here's a pole. Here's a worm. Let's
That's
go.
Right. Yes, absolutely. So tell me about the project itself. So you're working with Family Promise.
So we're working with Family Promise and also in collaboration with Hauser Memorial Church on Jordan Street. And we have the opportunity to work hands-on on a project. We're very fortunate that this project we can actually give back physically as well as participating financially.
Yes.
This project is a 65-year-old home that is on church property, and we have the opportunity to go in and do some cosmetic repairs, modernize this home, and have it available for families so when they go in that they feel like they're at home.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you're going to completely remodel this home?
We are. That is our intent, is to take out all the, we have a work day this Saturday.
Oh my goodness.
We'll actually be taking out all the carpeting, some shelving, and when the home is complete, it is our goal to have the fully furnished home so a family can walk right in.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is an ambitious project, y'all.
It is.
It really is.
Because
really, you only have a year to do it, or even almost less than, actually, now.
Well, by the time that you, like, really figure out kind of the groups that you're in or your committees.
Right.
I mean, I think the whole program is, what, 8 months, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
By the time you figure it out, you're cut down to six and then really getting started. It's really like a 4 to 5 month project.
Yeah.
Right.
So you really kind of have to sprint through the whole thing. And since we really have to kind of take on everything from fundraising to like what Jim was saying, we're fortunate enough to be able to put in sweat equity into it and kind of do those things. It's a lot packed into one time, and we're all volunteers as well. So
right,
it's,
and have full-time jobs, most of you, so, and taking
families.
Time off for this.
Yeah.
So it's not easy, but I would want to emphasize, I guess, because I know for our project, we worked with Valerie's house last year, and we helped them with their outdoor space, and that was a lot just doing the outdoor space. I can't even imagine taking on what y'all have taken on, so I really hats off to you for that. And so the question is funding. I know that was a big piece of this. What is your sort of budget? What are you guesstimating that this is going to cost?
Well, we said that we wanted to do as much as we possibly could. I can't emphasize enough how blessed we are to have the people that we have in our Leadership Pensacola class, because we've got some amazing, incredible minds with skill sets that it's almost like this was angelically did some sort of divination, because we've got Kelly and we've got Ed, who literally architectural engineering.
Oh, there you
okay? go. Okay. And then we've got people who just the design knowledge that they have. We've got people who know how to rip stuff up, tear it apart, and put it back together.
Right.
So it's amazing that we have all of this sweat equity that we can put into it, but we all know we've got to have some of the greenbacks.
Well, and you could probably have donations to us if you want to furnish the place. So you're going to need furniture, you're going to need dishes. Is there a kitchen?
Yes.
I mean, this is a full house, right?
Wallpaper,
so bedroom, wallpaper,
carpet,
paint, all that kind of stuff. So if someone's listening this morning and would like to either donate some goods and services possibly, or they want to donate cash, where do they go? How do they do that? Who do they contact?
So we have a website. It is called leapclassproject.org. Again, that is leapclassproject.org. If you go to that website, there's a halfway through the homepage, there's a purple I want to donate section. You can click that button. It'll take you straight to a payment portal that the chamber has set up for us. You can donate through like credit card that way. Or if you don't want to like use online portals or anything like that, you can cut a check and mail it to the chamber. All checks should be made out to the Pensacola Chamber Foundation with Leap Class 2025 in the memo, please.
Okay, so make it out to Pensacola Chamber Foundation, Leap Class 2025 in the memo. And really, you know, it doesn't have to be billions of dollars. Oh, that'd be nice. But it can be $20 here, $25 there, whatever.
Exactly.
Every little bit counts.
Yeah.
And do you have a wish list of items and goods and things? I mean, think about that we could just announce on the air right now that someone, I just saw someone put a whole full-size couch on their, you know, on Facebook the other day, giving it away. You know, things like that.
Absolutely.
What's on your wish list?
we would like to have a turnkey project so that someone could walk right in and be at home. So there, right now, this is a vacant house. Mm-hmm. There's no furnishings. We'll go in and take out all the existing flooring. So we're going to need flooring, upgrades into bathrooms, things like faucets and
plumbing,
plumbing issues.
Paint.
Caulking. There's also an opportunity for furniture, anything in the kitchen, upgrading a stove or refrigerator, a washer and dryer.
Okay, that's a lot. That's going to be a lot. So,
if there's a Lowe's or a Home Depot out there or a Reynolds Hardware that would love
Sherwin
to just bless us with some Sherwood paints,
yes, there you go.
We would love to have some corporate sponsorships as well.
Okay.
I feel like if you have some services, you know, we would love someone with maybe a roofing company to come take a look. Because again, you know, this house is going to serve, it's really like a transitional house. So these families are, you know, partnering with Family Promise to go through and get help. They'll be in here for a little bit until they find their more permanent spots in like apartments. But sometimes that takes a little bit of time. They have to make the income to be accepted into an apartment. So they'll be here for a few months. We really don't want them to have to worry about coming in, there being a roof leak, pipes leaking, those types of things.
Right.
There's a fully working fireplace there. So if someone has a company that deals with like chimneys and stuff like that, we would love an expert to come out and take a look at that.
Sure.
Because I've never worked on a fireplace before, but you know, Google's there, but I'd rather an expert come take a look at
it. Well, electricians.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, these air conditioning people, maybe might be able to donate something.
HVAC. Any services, we would greatly appreciate, you know, taking a look at. Like I said, you know, since it's a fundraising thing, there are some in-kind opportunities if you just wanted to do like an in-kind inspection, or even if you needed some like materials for like a roof or something like that, shingles, those types of things. But like Jim said, it's going to be fully furnished, and to kind of give like a layout of what this house looks like you said, it was like 60 years old. The bathrooms are the same color, essentially, like where the toilet is. You know, in one bathroom, the toilet's blue, all the tiles blue.
Oh, boy.
It's just a blue bathroom, and the other one's tan like that.
How many bedrooms now and how many baths?
It's a three-bedroom, two-bath.
Three-bedroom, two-bath.
So will
two
one family be in there at a time? Okay.
Yes,
so,
yeah, one family. Whatever, okay. Yes. But it could be, so, you know, we've talked with Family Promise just to try to get, like, a gauge on what the typical family unit is. It's you know, it ranges a lot. It could be, you know, a mom and a child, but they've also seen up to 12 people.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not trying to turn a family unit away.
Right.
So, you know, the big idea is, you know, functional, allow it to be transitional. So it's not really going to be custom, but allow it to be kind of transformed into whatever the family needs.
What happens then with the ongoing maintenance of that? Will that fall then on Family Promise once it's all done and the project is complete?
And that's part of why we're trying to raise as much as we possibly can. And we do have our big hairy goal of raising $75,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can raise even more, that's going to help Family Promise continue to sustain that home.
Yes.
And as Jim says, and Will was saying, we don't want anyone to have any problems with the house after we're done.
Right.
So we are really trying to make sure that it's as good as it can possibly be, or even better when we're done. But we want them to have some of those funds left to take care of some of those other issues they may have going along.
Absolutely.
And we're fortunate to have a community that gives back. Mm-hmm. There are some corporate sponsors here locally that every year participate in LEAP.
Oh, no question about it. We had so much support last year. And I'm just was thinking out loud, you've got the furniture, also landscaping.
Yes.
If there's a landscaper out there that somebody, because we had to do landscaping as well. So there's so many things to think about when you have a house, because there's the internal painting, but also I'm sure you're going to be taking a look at the exterior as well. Mm-hmm. So there's when you start to get into a project like this, there's so many, you know, the devil's in the details, they say. There's so many details to think about. So hats off to you guys for taking this on. It sounds like a great project, cause.
Thank you.
So what else is on your wish list? We've talked about some of the internal stuff, paint, wallpaper, electricians, AC, HVAC, chimney, fireplace.
Cash.
Well, the big thing, it's going to be
cash.
You know, the financial commitment, because like any homeowner knows, you never really know what's kind of around the corner, especially if you're dealing with a house that was already built. It's not a new build.
Mm-hmm.
So as we get in there and we start, you know, demoing and moving things around, who knows what we'll find, that we may need an expert to come in there. And, you know, just letting listeners know, yes, any donations of in-kind or financial, it is a tax deduction. So you will get a tax receipt.
Yes, you will.
So, you know, there is also that benefit to the business. But I know the listeners, you know, they want to give out the kindness of their heart. Just that's the community that we live in, Pensacola. So, yes. But again, for a business perspective, you will get a tax deduction if you want to help us out that way. But again, you know, having that cash on hand that we could adjust if we needed to, where it's like, oh, this is an unforeseen expense, we need to go that way. But also, like what you were talking about with the annual upkeep, you know, mm-hmm. anything that we raise is going to go to the house, whether right. that be, you know, through the construction of it or something that we can hand over to Family Promise to be like, hey, we're maybe not doing this anymore, or we've stepped away after the project is completed, but here's something that you could use if, you know, as these families are moving in and out, you have to do small repairs, or right. if there is, like, you know, a pipe burst because it froze outside
right.
or something like
right.
that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that'll be the long term, and that'll be so important to have that little fund that they can take care
exactly.
of going into the future.
Exactly.
So what has it been like doing leadership so far? This is a whole new experience.
That's right? all. I'm telling you. Since the first time, it was kind of crazy. When we first met, I literally started calling Jim Ed, and that is so not his name. So now I call him Jim Ed. But we just all kind of vibed. And when they put us in these different groups, we were Argos and Pirates, and mm-hmm. we've still kept those groups. And every time we see each other, like, you know, the people that y'all can't hear that are standing beside me,
that's
I'm looking at them,
right,
and they're
now.
Smiling and laughing, because we have a ball when we get together. We have, like, started love trains with all of us, and I would commend and recommend it to anybody, because at this point, I would literally fight somebody for Jim Ed and for Will. I'm just saying.
Well, having done it as well, it really is a great experience. The leadership program is sponsored by the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. They do this every year, yeah. and you can go to their website and find out when to apply. My understanding is hundreds of people apply. So that is actually
yes.
a very selective process. You have to do an application. You have to have reference letters
yes.
from people in the community, because this is the cream of the crop. I'm looking at the best of the best
Thank
right
you.
Now in Pensacola. Many of them are already leaders. So it's not like everybody's 20 years old in this group. I was
got a few.
I know, but I was pleasantly surprised to see that there were actually a few of us older folks that were, were in the class. So there's a broad range of ages, people who have families, who don't, people who work in nonprofits
yes.
or, you know, businesses in the government. It really was, for me, so educational, because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm pretty informed. I used to work at a chamber of commerce, so I felt like, yeah, I'm real informed. No.
No.
Not until I walked into the jail did I know how that worked.
Yes.
You know, not until I went into the UWF, to West Florida Hospital, did I get to see the background. And we got the tour of the brand new Baptist Hospital when that was happening. And so, yeah, you get these opportunities you might not otherwise have. So if
exactly.
anybody's interested, definitely keep your eye out, because I'm not quite sure when they take the next round of applications, but probably won't be too long from now.
It's
so
soon,
isn't it?
I'm being told, mouthed that it's soon. So yeah, you definitely need to look out for that.
Yeah.
Because it is an amazing opportunity, extremely diverse group of people. And I have learned something from everyone. Just this morning, we got Charlotte that was teaching us different things to do on the radio, because this is something she used to do,
yeah,
writing
she
scripts
were talking. Yeah.
for radio. So, you know, I thought I knew, because I've been out at UWF. I
right.
was on WUWF, and
right.
I've been with WSRE. And she was like, yeah, you need to do this, and you need to do this, and you need to say it this way. And I was like, teach me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's
an amazing, incredible group of people. And we've got a couple of real medical doctors that have taught us things like, you shouldn't sit too long, because the cardiovascular association says get up. So yeah, it's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's a great point, Alicia. In addition to the great days that we have, that once a month we go to different locations, it's the diversity of this group and the leadership skills they bring and share with each other.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference. And then you have friendships for life.
Yes.
That's the amazing thing, friendships for life. So the leadership class 25 is here in the studio today. So excited to have y'all here. And they've been touring all of our stations, including Cat Country, ESPN, the production room, conference rooms, all that good stuff. And so that's part of the media day. And then they are doing a project, which they just kind of gave us the details about mm-hmm. that. So if we could do just a quick wrap up, then you're doing a house for Family Promise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when do you think you'll be doing, like, the grand opening?
The idea would be, and I don't want to give like a specific date out there because, you know, you got to get into it and sometimes there are some unforeseen things, but it has to be done by our graduation in May.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously sometime in like late April would love like a ribbon cutting or something like that.
Okay.
To allow, you know, anyone that sponsored or anybody who really helped us out through it, come on out. We'd love to show you the house.
Okay.
And, you know, see where your effort and your generosity mm-hmm. went to.
That yeah. sounds great. Yeah. And we did that too, because that's a great time for, there is a lot of sponsor recognition with this. So if you are thinking about donating services or goods, you will get a lot of credit for it.
A lot of credit.
So don't even worry about that. They'll put together a package for you. If you want to donate money, give me the place that they can donate again.
So it is leapclassproject.org.
Mm-hmm. Leapclassproject.org. If you want to send in a check, you're going to make that check out to the Pensacola
Chamber Foundation with Leap Class 2025 in the memo.
Okay. Well, this is very exciting. I wish you all the best of luck. Is there anything we didn't talk about this morning that you would like to add? Are we good?
Just to reiterate what Will was talking about earlier about the inspections, any in-kind inspection that is out there, whether it's HVAC, plumbing, roofing, anyone, windows, anyone that has a business that would like to just participate in in-kind services from an inspection point, that way we don't run into a lot of unknowns when we're halfway through the
project. That's great. And I'm assuming the house is in Escambia County, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So thank you all so much
thank
for being
you,
here. We're
thank
so,
you so
excited
much.
About your project. Congratulations. Good luck with the rest of your Leap Class journey. And thanks for being on News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm Meg, and we'll be back again tomorrow morning at 9. Thanks, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.